This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, they've re-released their safe infant sleep practices. And one of those that was at the top of the list was that newborn bubs should be sharing a room with their parents, particularly for the first 6 months of life, in regards to, its effect on SIDS. So 90% of sudden infant death syndrome cases occur in that first 6 months, but then they still recommend room sharing up to the full year. Oof. Just to be safe for that extra 6 months. Now, a lot of parents with newborn bubs, often there's so many different rules that you've got to listen to and things to pay attention to. This one seemed to be a little bit controversial of sorts. We got our children's doctor, Anne-Marie Christie, on the line to hear whether or not even having a baby monitor would help reduce the risk in that scenario.
It's all about the depth of sleep that the baby gets into. So when the baby is sharing a room with the parents make noises, they roll over, they snore. All of that rouses the baby from deep sleep. So then there's less chance that the baby's going to have that, with SIDS, we think that they just kind of forget to breathe. They don't get stimulation. So when the parents are making noises overnight, then that actually rouses the baby. And similarly too, if the baby is making a noise, or if mum stirs during the night, she might get up and look at the baby or touch the baby or tuck the baby in, and all of that rouses the baby as well.
Does that go for sound machines as well, or is that's not going to rouse them, is it?
What do you mean, sound, like music playing?
Like a white noise machine.
No, because that's a much more consistent background noise, whereas what we're talking about is, you know, they'll be quiet and then a noise will happen which will rouse the baby.
Right.
The other contentious thing this article brought up was that babies should always be placed on their backs for sleep. I'm not a mum myself, but I know that this comes up so often. And one of my friends who just had a young baby, she's been looking at this. And for her child, when he was on his back, he just wouldn't fall asleep. But on his front, he has a much better sleep. What's your thoughts on this?
That's actually much less contentious than the sleeping in your own room. So there's a lot of very strong evidence that babies should sleep only on their back. And the best evidence we've got is that we started a campaign in Australia back in about 1990 to prevent SIDS by always having babies sleep on their back. Back to sleep, you would have heard it mentioned quite a few times. And since then, the rate of SIDS has actually fallen by, 80 to 85%.
Wow.
So it's had a massive impact on the rate of SIDS in Australia. There's lots of good scientific evidence that that makes a big difference. Now, having said that, I have patients come to me all the time, or parents come to me all the time, who say that their babies can't get to sleep on their back. They can, but it might take them a little bit longer to learn how to do it. The risk that you face as a parent is if you put your baby down on their tummy, knowing that there's an increased risk, if something disastrous did happen and the baby didn't wake up in the morning, could you live with yourself? Mm. And the answer is probably no. So it's much easier for parents to just teach their babies to sleep on their back. Now, again, babies get to a point where they roll around themselves. So the rule is that the parent always puts the baby on their back to sleep. What the baby does from there is their business. So nobody's saying that you need to go in every 10 minutes and flip the baby back onto the back again.
Right.
So a lot of these conversations are kind of about how do we reduce the chance of SIDS. We see coming out of Norway, that kind of area, these sleep boxes. I know that US, some states are actually giving them out to new mothers as a special mother's pack. I haven't seen much popularity for the cardboard boxes here for new babies. Is there a reason for that?
I think, the main reason for giving it out overseas is that, they're essentially demonstrating to parents that babies actually require very little. So they require a safe sleep place that has a relatively firm surface that is separated from their parents.